Welcome to the Complex Problems, Simple Solutions, Discussions on Homelessness podcast. We explore resources, experiences, and the goals of advocates and outreach volunteers who offer services and support to our unhoused neighbors throughout Washington State. Our hope is to provide a more compassionate understanding of their experiences and the obstacles they face as they pursue their goals. Hello, I am the host of Complex Problems, Simple Solutions, Anton Preisinger. I formed the nonprofit organization Northwest Hospitality in 2016 to pursue my outreach goals and better support vulnerable neighbors where I lived and worked. We are always doing our best to respond to people's unique requests and find ways to enhance the programs of other groups and organizations in the field by filling in the gaps and maximizing teamwork. When communities are encouraged, complex problems can be conquered by simple solutions. We look forward to having you participate in our discussions, and thank you for listening. Environmental hospitality is one of the programs that quickly sparked off of doing the outreach that we were doing with our hospitality cards and hygiene kits. And this was important because people were telling us that they needed help maintaining their areas and avoiding the hostility that comes from the piles of litter that inevitably pile up when you don't have a car to take things to the dump and you don't have that weekly trash service. So we were happy to step in and coordinate some volunteer effort to organize cleanups and get resources and supplies so that people were better able to take care of their spaces in the circumstances they found themselves in. So in some cases, this includes volunteers going out and just bringing bags to people and taking trash away. In other circumstances, it includes coordinating dumpsters that are maintained by volunteers and paid for either by a county service or by our donations. And like with so many of our other programs, the real service that it provides is deeper than what it appears, because again, it comes back to building relationships with people. Showing them that we care really opens a lot of doors to getting to know them, what they need, and how we can better provide for them and help them find the solutions they need to seek out their success. And the environmental hospitality program is no different. When we show up with bags and volunteers and show that we're willing to spend some time really helping take care of their area and make sure they are at least more comfortable, if not completely comfortable in the position they're at for the time being, then they really come to trust us and return that care and compassion very quickly. So one important aspect of our environmental hospitality program, so that we can continue to build relationships with the people that we're reaching out to, is that we never do cleanups, we never do anything after a sweep has been conducted or anywhere a sweep may be happening. We'll continue to provide what resources we can to folks, but if they are going to get swept, then whoever is doing that sweep should have the resources to do the cleanup as well. We're there to serve people and make sure they have what they need to take care of themselves and the community. As soon as people are forced out of where they're living without a proper effort being given to providing better options, alternatives, and things that people will actually accept, then that is no longer our responsibility to clean up that litter. We're there to help the people and make sure that they have what they need. And this is crucial to having an organization that people can trust. They know that we aren't going to cooperate with efforts to abuse them and harm them in ways that will detract from their progress toward their goals. This comes into focus very clearly looking at what's happened in Seattle and what different governments are trying to do with new laws and ordinances in Kitsap County and several other places, because sweeps are never effective at producing the outcomes that improve our communities. They only harm the people that get swept, and they only make the problem of homelessness grow. They don't house people. They don't create opportunities for people to engage with new resources. They actually separate people from the relationships that they've been building with outreach organizations and resources. So we're very adamant that none of our cleanups happen in conjunction with any kind of sweep effort at all, because we don't want to be associated with that kind of human rights violation. One of our larger efforts with the Environmental Hospitality Program happened in Port Orchard, Washington at Veterans Memorial Park in 2021 and 2022. There was about 25 to 30 people living in the park, fairly well spread out. It was a community that had existed for several years. Some of the residents had been right there in the park for 4 years, living in their tents. And we went in to meet them and get them resources. We had been in a few times to pick up litter because they'd been there. So we'd already engaged with several of them and begun to learn names and stories and help them know who we were. And then at one point, we were able to get the Parks Department and the Public Health Department and the Sanitation and the county involved. And we were able to kind of spearhead the effort to get dumpsters moved into the park that the residents would have access to. We had to keep those dumpsters locked all week because there is a considerable problem with having housed neighbors abuse free dumpsters. So if we stick a dumpster in the park that is not locked, it will become filled by all the housed neighbors taking advantage of the free resource. And then the unhoused folks that it's there for don't have the opportunity to take to use it. So we had to keep the dumpsters locked all week. And then we would our volunteers who went out every Saturday would unlock the dumpster and load the trash that our unhoused neighbors had packaged for us into the dumpsters. And then those dumpsters would be picked up on Monday. So we got those dumpsters brought into the park. We got some toilets, portable toilets brought into the park. And we were making fantastic progress actually cleaning out trash that had been there for years before the people who were living there had even moved in. So the mayor of the city and the housed neighbors saw the trash coming out of the park and incorrectly assumed that this was trash being deposited by our unhoused neighbors. And unfortunately, this caused movement toward a sweep, and our neighbors were pushed out of the way, and a new county program tried to do its best to get some of them housed. Many of them did get into some kind of program or other, largely because of our insistence on not letting people get displaced without having a better opportunity. And there was a decent effort made by the Kitsap Heart Team to get people placed, but it was still a wasteful effort. And we wish that we would have been able to continue serving people where they were comfortable to find housing from there instead of from wherever they got moved to. In the end, that would have been a better service to them. All told, over the couple years that we were serving people out of Veterans Memorial Park, we removed tens of thousands of pounds of trash, worked with hundreds of volunteers, and made the park a much healthier and safer place, both for the people who were living there and for the people who now get to go in and use the park as it is. That's it for this episode of Complex Problems, Simple Solutions. Please subscribe and follow us. Find us on our website at www.nwhospitality.org. Sign up for our newsletter to get all the updates. We'd love to stay in touch. You can shoot us an email at info@nwhospitality.org. Thank you for listening and see you next time.